Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Shoplifting, assaults and aggressive begging are just some of the issues that Cork business representatives raised with both the Justice Minister and the head of An Garda Síochána last year as reasons why they wanted more Gardaí on the beat. In response, a city centre unit in Cork has been allocated some additional resources. But is it enough? Brian O'Connell spent an afternoon with some members of that unit over the course of the weekend. He joins us now. Brian, right at the off here, please tell me, is there anything untypical about what was going on in Cork City Centre, or is this pretty much the same policing environment all around Ireland's urban centres?
Absolutely. I mean, Cork City is a city in transformation. There's a billion euro Docklands regeneration project underway. It remains obviously a great place to visit and shop, but there's no getting away from the fact that some crimes have increased, shoplifting, public order offences, for example. And last year, then Lord Mayor Deirdre Ford called for additional Garda resources. The Cork Business Association felt the need to lobby Helen McEntee, Drew Harris and local Garda management to try and get additional Gardaí. But let's have a quick listen to former Cork Business Association President Kevin Herlihy, who co-owns multiple retail outlets in Cork City and County.
We are very, very frustrated as to what is going on in Cork City at the moment. The lack of Gardaí presence on the streets is very, very concerning, and we're seeing reports every day of different things that are happening. We were told that there was going to be a new unit installed, which I can see some evidence of, but certainly not enough. There is a huge problem of antisocial behaviour, alcoholism and drug taking in Cork City, and it really breaks my heart. I am born and bred here. This is my home. This is my city. And to see it resort to this now is very, very frustrating. I've just finished my tenure as president of the Cork Business Association, where I reiterated in different meetings that we needed more boots on the ground. My plea today would be that the powers that be would give us more Gardaí.
And they have. They've listened. Garda HQ has put more boots on the beat, haven't they?
Yes, the city centre unit has increased, Philip, which is what businesses wanted to see. They want a more visible presence. And in recent weeks, so that unit has been allocated six additional Gardaí. I spent about 5 hours with the unit on Saturday afternoon. So we began just after lunch, finished around tea time. It was your typical busy Saturday, dealing with a whole range of incidents, public order, aggressive begging, shoplifting, some minor assaults. And the first call was to an area where someone was passed out. It was very close to a hotel fire exit. And then they dealt with reports of aggressive begging at the entrance to multiple shops. Now, some of these incidents would have taken up to maybe 20 minutes, half an hour to deal with. But I've edited them down to this short enough clip just to give an overall snapshot. Sergeant Pat O'Connell from the Cork City Policing Unit is the first voice you'll hear in this clip.
It's just gone 2 o'clock. We're walking down Adam Plunkett Street. Our primary role today is really is high visibility patrolling, more proactive than reactive.
And the kinds of things that business owners are saying to me, Pat, is persistent begging, aggressive antisocial behaviour, drug taking, alcohol and shoplifting. These are the persistent issues they're coming across.
Yeah, that would be typical of any city in the country. And this is what these patrols, there's extra patrols set up now daily. There's six additional guards on top of what's already working.
And when it comes to repeat offenders, like, is there a core group of people in the city centre that are causing most of the issues?
Absolutely, yeah. Probably the core 15 or 20 that are called our prolific offenders. There's special operations done in them. Now, ultimately, it's up to the course to decide what to do with them then. So we're just approaching here now, and we give a particular bit of attention to it's near a city centre hotel. There'll be a lot of drug activity and drug users in the area. We're just approaching this business here where there's a people sleeping bag. So obviously they're blocking fire exits and stuff like that, so it's part of it as we go and we'll move them and we'll just...
Hello, you alright?
Charlie 49, go ahead.
Would you be able to get on to ambulance control? We're looking for an ambulance here, and today we have a female unconscious, unresponsive. Could be a possible OD, I'd say. Over.
Roger, is she breathing there, yeah?
Is breathing, but totally unresponsive.
Roger.
Barry O'Shea is my name, and I'm a guard in the City Centre Policing Unit in the Bridewell.
No more begging? Not today? You need to leave? If? We
you do this again today, we're here all day, we're going to arrest you and bring you to the Garda station. You understand?
So we're just outside a store here in Patrick Street, which is known for people basically what they do is they sit outside today with cups and they're actively begging. Begging itself isn't an offence. What begging is, the intimidation or aggressive begging, blocking the passage of people. We try and engage them and we move them on. So what you saw we did with that male, we just took his details and we moved him on. We told him if he did it again, he'd be arrested. So if we come across him later today and he's begging like he was there, where he can be a bit aggressive towards people, we'll arrest him, we'll bring him back to the Bridewell and he get a charge sheet.
Obviously, like, just people on hard times, but like it's the aggressive begging. It's like
we can be sympathetic, but it's number one, it's aggressive begging. Number two, we've an awful lot of organised begging here too. Some of the people here would be begging would have more money than me and you in your pocket.
What happened to that woman who was unresponsive, Brian?
Well, before the ambulance came, they put her in a recovery position. She became conscious again, and then as the ambulance arrived, she refused medical help and walked away. With the begging, in the space of about a half an hour, they came across at least three or four persons directly outside entrances to businesses, and they would have engaged with them. They would have told them that they were in the city centre for the afternoon, and they would have reminded them that aggressive begging wasn't allowed. There was quite a bit of on-street drinking happening in the city, as well as drug taking. Inevitably, this led to some assaults. So while dealing with one call, which a member of the public actually had phoned in, someone stopped the unit, telling them he himself had just been assaulted. So after dealing with these assaults, they went into the Bridewell station to check on progress during the afternoon.
So we've just received a report there now. It's at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. There's an alleged fight taking place above the Grand Parade where we were earlier.
He's heading towards Patrick Street there.
Roger. Roger. One of the people who was involved is this gentleman where my colleagues are speaking to. So he actually stole some alcohol earlier from a local shop. He's going to be arrested now for that, brought back to the Bridewell, where we're going to leave our colleagues dealing with the theft there. And another update now, that there's two males fighting around the corner here, so we're just going to go up and check out.
But we can see there in the space of about 3 minutes.
About three or four different calls, about the same group of people.
This just shows the importance of having guards on the beat and out in the street, just to respond to these calls quickly.
So we were just approached there by a male who's alleging someone is after assaulting him. So our colleague now is getting the intra party details, and we're just going to go up here and try and meet the suspect. We think he just walked around the corner.
The person who made the report was after a few drinks, and the person who allegedly assaulted him was after a few drinks. So there isn't much we can do now. So what we'll do is we'll wait till they both sober up.
So we're just coming back to our base now, the Bridewell Garda station here on Curl Street. This is the only guard station in the city centre that holds prisoners, so it's the main custody area for anyone who's arrested in the city centre.
So you're just going to see who's been...
Just see if there's anyone, how many people are in custody now and how many cells are free, in case we come across anyone later.
We have two currently in custody for Section 4 Public Order Act, which is intoxication in public place, and they also committed two thefts there at a local shop. They're going to be charged for court in September. We've also one on the way for charging, which is for another theft now in Cork City, which is fairly rampant at the minute.
We can see on the screen here. So this just gives you a snapshot, if you like, of the kinds of crimes being committed today. Suspicious activity, traffic crimes, theft, criminal damage.
Health means someone looking for assistance, or an ambulance control with the wrong ins looking for assistance, you know. That's the long and short for now, like, but it can get very busy, very, very busy.
And all just on a Saturday afternoon. Sergeant Pat O'Connell said in one of your earlier clips that they wanted to be proactive and not just reactive. But from the sounds of that, Brian, there's plenty of them to have to react to.
Well, there is. I mean, quite a lot was happening. It was very busy on Saturday afternoon. But I suppose, you know, just to reiterate the point, this isn't unlike any city centre in Ireland on a busy Saturday. As well as apprehending persons who've committed crime, they are trying to take a proactive presence. So they're engaging with known shoplifters. They're letting them know we're in the city centre this afternoon. We've got eyes on you. They're warning people, for example, not to drink any more alcohol publicly, as they would be arrested. All the while, they're building intelligence profile of the group of people who are in the city centre who may be disrupting businesses, who may be committing crimes. They had a lot of alcohol related calls, I have to say, but drugs as well were also an issue. And the final call about 5 o'clock on Saturday was to a part of the city where a lot of drug taking and drug dealing was taking place. It's near a city centre park.
Here now in the skate park, like you can see just along here, look, there's a lot of maybe tents built up around there.
So you're just pointing to the left-hand side.
The left-hand side of the skate park, yeah.
An area of vegetation where we can see a number of people are in.
They're not over there skating, like, so this is more a deterrent than anything. I mean, they can see us coming. It's not as if they're going to have drugs on them. So we'll just go over and move them on.
So just walking across these fields now, coming up to an area where we can see a number of people are in these bushes on the right hand side.
So my colleagues are just going to speak with this gentleman that's here now. I just want you to be careful walking here now. So this would be a known drugs den. Not a drugs den, but it's where a lot of people come out of the city to shoot up heroin. So just be careful. You'll see a lot of needles, stuff thrown in the ground. It's just
walking through here. And we're just coming to a clearing in the woods here.
Just be careful.
Quite a lot of litter on the ground.
This isn't a suitable location.
You can see visibility discarded, used needles there.
Kids could easily run across in the park over here and you know, get pricked with a needle. So
you really don't have to look too far. There's uncapped used needles for every 3 or 4 feet.
We really are putting a lot of efforts into clamping it down out here.
It's a hidden, unsupervised injecting area.
Yes, they have to do it somewhere, and it probably is better that it's out of the sight of the public, but it's just a location.
But again, someone overdoses in here and there's nobody on hand to intervene. So that just gives a sense, a snapshot of an afternoon. Thefts, assaults, drug use, persons overdosing possibly on the street.
And I think they'd be indicative of every city centre in the country. They would be the main issues arising in the city centre.
The answer is
more guards. Guards, 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 visibility. But I think if you saw anything today, it is the impact of extra bodies on the street. Our unit really is what you saw today. We're out in the street, we're boots in the street, we're seen to be there. We're trying to give a proactive service as well as a reactive. And
it's also about giving people assurance that Cork City Centre is safe. It's a good place to come and do business.
Yeah, and I mean,
bring your families in for an afternoon.
And you'd say yourself, if you were a tourist there today or someone who was into the city, you would have seen a lot of yellow jackets today. And it does give you a sense of assurance. We need more guards, but that's, you know.
It's the same in every city.
It is the same in every city. We can only deal what we have.
That's a very interesting insight, isn't it, into what the Gardaí feel that they could do with the extra human resources on their hands. Brian, thank you very much, and thanks as well to those Gardaí who allowed you to accompany them on that walk around on Saturday afternoon.